Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. We started it 4 years ago. My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, and it appears I need to get my oil change. That's the first time I'm seeing that. That's pretty fucking cool. It's been a morning, folks. I have currently been sitting in the Afton State Park parking lot for probably 15 minutes just sitting here. I didn't want to go run. It's, in the words of Limp Bizkit, it's just one of those days. I woke up, did not want to run, just did not want to do anything. It's cloudy out. I came out here to go run. I said, all right, let's just bang out 2 hours. It's my last big run before my race. Now we kind of ease into things. It started raining. I got stung by a bee on the back of my leg. It's been a fucking morning, folks, but you know what? We're here, we're breathing, we're alive, and we're gonna have a damn good Friday, all right? I need to get some of my electrolytes in me. All right, folks, so this morning here, we ran 11.92 miles with 2,200 feet of gain at it was like a 10.32 per mile, which then equivocates to nine flat gain adjusted pace, which means I overdid it this morning. Basically, my legs fucking hurt right now. You know what? This low point in my life all started fucking yesterday. Yesterday was an Applebee's night. And you know what? It was a 45 fucking minute wait. So we decided to go to Perkins instead. Now, Perkins was delicious. Don't get me wrong. I haven't been to Perkins in a while. Now, I know I have some listeners out in actually every single state. I have been heard. My voice has been heard in every single state, including Alaska. Now, if you guys recall a while back, I tweeted at the governor of every state. I spent way too much time doing this. I tweeted at the governor of every state asking if I could be the state podcast. You know, there's state birds, there's state plants. Let's have a state podcast. And not one got back to me. So, unfortunately, we're not getting that kind of viewership. But, you know what? That's all right. The rain's got me coughing now. I'm probably getting sick. We're 15 days out from my race, ladies and gentlemen. I was going to go on about something. We're being heard in every fucking state. Shit, I totally lost my train of thought. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, today, this low point. So we went to Perkins. Anyways, so people out east, people out west, Perkins is like, you'd probably equivocate it to like a Denny's. To me, Perkins is a breakfast place. They serve burgers, but I ain't ever get a burger from there. You get an omelet, breakfast potatoes, side of pancakes. And you might think, damn, that sounds fucking delicious. The price went up from $10 to $14.99. It's $10 at my local Hy-Vee to get that same meal, and it tastes better. But you know what? Perkins has something that my local Hy-Vee doesn't, and that's pie and carrot cake. I got a piece of carrot cake. I saw carrot cake on the menu. I fucking love carrot cake. I'm like, you know what? Sure, let's do it. And then I also saw muffins on the menu, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna be nice. It's gonna be Friday. Let's make sure everyone in the family's a great mood. The parents are going out of town to go hang out in Duluth for the weekend. Let's do something nice. So I went and I bought 6 muffins, 3 blueberry and 3 apple cinnamon. And I put a note on there that said, I want one of each. Now, one motherfucker thanked me for them muffins, but they're damn well gonna eat them. Not one person thanked me. I'm going on some kind of a fucking rant today, folks. But you know what? The objective of the run today, although I was kind of pissy the whole fucking time, I tried 2 new hills that you're not supposed to go on. They say do not enter, but they're service roads, so it's not like it's not like it's a habitat issue where they're trying to maintain the habitat and you're going off trail. It's just a service road. So I, went down the 2 service roads, massive fucking service roads. One of them, holy moly, I think it's 0.42 miles. And I believe it's 230 feet of elevation gain with an average grade of 11.8%. It just fucking terrible. God, I'm actually might be getting sick. This is not good. This race is just turning out to be, I'm going to be sick. My ankle's been bothering me. But you know what? The ankle part, that's why we do this. It goes away after about an hour, so we're fucking good. I'd like to talk to you guys today about a book that I just finished. It's The Story of the Human Body, but unfortunately, I'm not prepared to discuss that book today. So instead, I'm going to talk to you guys about something that has me so fucking hyped. Blink 182. If you guys have followed the podcast, you know I went to go see Blink 182 in concert, and I fucking love them. We're going to talk about 2 topics today. I went on a camping trip, so I want to talk about the camping trip, but I also want to talk about Blink 182. Blink 182 released a song called Edging like 6 months ago with Tom DeLonge. Tom DeLonge's back in the band. And right then and there, it's like, holy fucking shit. And then they release, we're going on world tour. So I bought tickets. I go with gaming friend and friend that I met in like kindergarten. I've been friends, lifelong friend right here. We go see Blink 182. Fucking incredible. I believe sometime in September, I believe they say we're releasing another song. They release a song called One More Time. Sad as fuck. I'd be lying if I said I didn't shed a little tear to that song. Unreal. And then they surprise us and come out with another song called More Than You Know, which was also very, very fucking good. And then yesterday I go on a walk and I have notifications on. I get a notification that a new Blink 182 song is premiering and it's called Dance With Me. And this song, my full review is it's fucking incredible. Now, I feel like the producers said, Tom, Mark, Travis, we need a radio-friendly song that everybody can sing. So they said, all right, fine, we'll put out the radio-friendly song. And then they said, you know what? Fuck you. And they added the first line of the song. The first line was like, when I teach masturbation, I like to tell people just to have fun with it. It has absolutely zero pertaining to the fucking song, but you know what? I love it. I've listened to that song quite a fucking bit. Blink 182, new album coming out on October 20th. I'm not sponsored. I just fucking love them. I have a t-shirt and a CD coming in the mail. It was actually like $30 for a t-shirt and a CD. Like, hell yeah, I'll support the band. That's cheap and supportive. Anyways, so I went on this camping trip last weekend, and it was fucking phenomenal. We went to Glacial Lake State Park, which is western Minnesota. It's kind of a prairie section. So, most of the trails I run are wooded, which they actually had this sign that was really fucking cool. It kind of showed like how the parks are laid out as far as terrain. So like you get the western and the lower eastern part is kind of prairie. And then there's some kind of a, I forget what they called, some kind of a forest area. And that's what I live in. And then, you know, up north is even the more crazy forest. So this was like the first prairie park that I've been to. Now, most of the forest parks that I go to have like prairie sections. But this entire park was basically prairie with just a little tiny wooded section. So we get there, we go through the campground, we get to our campsite, absolutely beautiful. The pictures just made it seem not as fucking cool as it was. Holy shit, it was incredible. So we got there, we set up camp, we had a 40-year-old massive tent that my friend's parents used to use. How I met my friend was through cup stacking, and he no longer stacks, but we still get together. I went to the juggling festival with him. We still have a lot of common interests, so we wanted to go camping together, go on a little nature hike. So we get there, we set up camp, we go out for a little 3-mile hike around this lake. Absolutely beautiful. So the lake was like kind of the wooded section. And then we saw this bench off in the distance, and we looked at the map, and it's like the highest point. We're like, that must be the highest point out there. So we said, you know what? Let's plan for a night hike. I brought my headlamp. I said, let's go out to the highest point. We'll leave about 8 o'clock. It'll be, you know, a little dark. And then we checked the radar, and it's like, oh, we got 12 massive fucking storms coming in. And when I say 12 massive fucking storms, it's because we were on like the edge of this system. We were on this edge of the system that was kind of shaped like a staircase. So it'd be like, it'd clip us and then we'd be dry. And then it'd clip us and then we'd be dry. And we're like, oh shit. And he goes, yeah, this tent's not very waterproof, by the way. Me and my ex went camping and we got a little wet, but we had some tarps. So we're like, let's rig these tarps up. So we rig these tarps up, and not a moment too soon. Right when they're rigged up, just starts downpouring, lightning, thundering. It was, holy shit. The wind was brutal. I fell asleep maybe 9:30, because we're just laying there. We're talking. We played some Yahtzee. I scored like a 309. That's a pretty, double Yahtzee, I think. I started off with a Yahtzee of threes, so I took the win. What else? I fell asleep. I woke up maybe 11, and we're like, well, maybe we can still go out. So I checked the radar, and I'm like, nope, these storms are just appearing out of the middle of fucking nowhere. We're just going to get absolutely railed by this storm. We're like, well, I guess we'll just have to do it in the morning. So it like, whoosh, 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 the tarps fucking flopping in the wind. The neighbors are probably like, Jesus Christ, what do these guys have set up? But I mean, a lot of them were in like RVs. So I ain't sweating it. If we kept them up, psh, so be it. Well, we wake up the next morning. We made way too many. We made enough eggs probably for the whole damn campsite. We made big enough pancakes, bigger than our heads, and we had like 4 of them, a full pack of bacon. We made a lot of food. I just could not find it in me to like not eat it, because we made it. So I ate my half just full as a motherfucker. And then we said, all right, we're gonna go out, we're gonna go do the highest point loop, which is about 3 miles. We'll come back to the car, restock with our water, and then we'll head out for the long hike. And the long hike will be end up being about 9 miles. So we ended up doing every single trail. Now we got out into this prairie section, and this is like the windows, the window's background, you know, that famous hill with the clouds, this is exactly what it is. So we have like these 50 to 75 foot hills that are just prairie section, and you look out and you just see like the trail. It was just so cool. It reminds me of kind of like a lot of the things I see out when my friends that live out near mountains are doing. Like, you get to this peak and you just see all these hills. Obviously not mountains, it's a prairie, but it was really, really fucking cool. And you see someone off in the distance and they're on top of one of the prairie hills, but it doesn't look like they're on a trail. It was really, really cool. So initially we were going to get one of the backpacking sites. Oh, thank God we didn't do that. That tent was heavy as a motherfucker, and we way overpacked for a one night trip. So our next plan is we're going to go on a one day trip, but we're going to do it minimalist. We are going to have like dry food. We're going to, you know, like basically whatever you can fit in a fucking backpack in a tent. That's it. We also brought like juggling gear we were throwing down at the campsite. It was really, really beautiful. Now, my iPhone 7 doesn't get to take many good pictures, and honestly, I'm like you know, when I went to the Grand Canyon, I took 4 photos. Like, that's just how I am. I'm not a take a bunch of photos, like a minimal photo kind of a person. I like to do a lot of my Strava entries, which are like my running posts. I like to take a picture to kind of remind me of the day, but it's just a singular photo. We are coming in hot to this here turn. So my friend, he's very into photography, so I just let him do all the photographing. I said, Joel, you know, if you want a photo, like if it's really fucking cool, you give me your phone and we'll take a photo. And a couple times I said, Joel, this is very picture. What the fuck? There's just 4 chickens in the ditch. There's not even a house on this road. What in the fuck? That was awesome. And this is why we are the Driving with Randy podcast, folks. That's incredible, actually. The windows are fogging up again. So I really genuinely had a great time. We got some incredible photos. If you're interested in seeing them, you know, you can follow me on Twitter at Thoughts by Randy. I think I uploaded a couple. If I didn't, I'll make sure to upload more. I know I for sure uploaded one. Holy fuck, this road is busy. Those chickens are just not gonna make it. Holy fuck. That is wild. We're kind of taking the back roads home from Afton. This podcast has really changed my mood around too. I'm in a great fucking mood, folks. Sometimes you just gotta let it all out and vent a little bit, get a nice little 12-mile run and destroy your legs, and just it all sets you into a great place. Anyway, so the photos were awesome. The park was great. I would really recommend that park. I do feel like you go on these this prairie kind of a thing, and it becomes just the same thing over and over again. Like eventually the prairie's just, it's the fucking prairie. But I felt this, it was a very good training for me, because it was like 4.5 hours of walking, and I might need to do that next week in 2 weeks at my race. So pretty fucking stoked. I would highly recommend Glacial Lake State Park. I get cross that one off the list. They had more than enough water. Oh, there were some horses out there. We talked to a couple people that actually, the campsite hosts actually came around and talked to everybody. They were super fucking friendly. I really enjoyed that. Like, people out there were just super friendly. What the shit is this? That is not a chicken. No, okay, that's just like a bag. I thought it was a deer. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to send you guys off into your Friday. I hope you guys have a fantastic Friday. Do something adventurous this weekend. I know I'm going to just be relaxing a little bit. I've been busy. Been a busy, busy man. You know, follow me on Twitter at Thoughts by Randy. You guys know the drill. The Venmo, PayPal link is in the description below. Give me some stars on Spotify, iTunes. I love you guys. Thank you guys very much for tuning in each and every week. Next week, we'll probably come at you. I'm not going to tell the podcast this, but I might watch this crazy movie this weekend, and we might do a whole review on it. I might do a live reaction to it, because it's apparently quite the movie, and I feel like I'm missing out by not watching it, but also going to be judged by watching it. It's a crazy now we got low tire pressure. We got the fucking oil needs to be changed. It's been a fucking day, folks. Have a fantastic day. If I see you next week, that would be great. If I don't, I hope you have a wonderful life. Peace.